You're listening to the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason from University of Illinois Extension, joined by Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois, to take a look at what's been happening in the agricultural weather. Thanks, Mark, for being with us. I do appreciate that.
Glad to be here, Todd.
Tell me a little bit about the weather forecast that we had over the weekend and what we can look forward to across the Midwest.
Yeah, well, especially across the eastern Corn Belt, we were influenced by that close low that began to move into the region last Wednesday and basically left the eastern Corn Belt here yesterday, and actually a little lingering here just from a cloud cover standpoint today. And so as a result, now we're beginning to see some open weather now for the eastern Corn Belt. The western Corn Belt, which has seen now 7-plus days of fair and dry conditions, they'll have another couple of days before some rains move into the region during the Wednesday through Friday timeframe. That's when there will be shower and thunderstorm activity across the region. So overall, as we look out ahead here, you're not going to have any kind of wide open patterns here for harvesting. But then again, there's no sign of any widespread heavy rainfall that's going to influence a significant portion of the Corn Belt. And at least in the short term, the area most favored for a bit, heavier rainfall, but nothing extreme, that would be in areas of the western Corn Belt, not in the previous wet areas, which had been northern Iowa and Minnesota, but more so into far southern Iowa into northern Missouri. That looks to be where the biggest thunderstorms that will be taking place here on Wednesday through Friday. So all in all, some decent harvest progress here coming up. It's not totally wide open, but then again, it's not bogging down over one area as well.
Day and evening temperatures much more like fall and normal than they have been, especially in the month of September.
No, absolutely not here, Todd. Looks like our endless summer actually continues here, especially this week. Actually, prior to that frontal system moving through, we are going to see temperatures at warmer than normal levels. In fact, our forecast for the next 5 days calls for temperatures to average about 7 to 10 degrees above normal across the heart of the Corn Belt. There will be a little cool down closer to normal for just a couple of days, but that looks to be brief and actually warming back up again. So really no sign of any real Canadian air masses that would bring the first freeze at all to the Midwest here, so the warmth just continues here from now through mid-October.
So it's an oddity for the month of September so far. For the month of October, at least until the middle of the month, do you see much of a change by then?
Not at this time, Todd. Even early thoughts on the end of October, we're not seeing anything out there, whether it's computer model guidance or in some of the non-model guidance that we look at, that really signals any turn to much colder conditions later on this month. So persistence is king, and we think that's going to continue to be the pattern here throughout October. And the question becomes, does that last into November as well?
Thanks so much. We'll talk with you more about that next week when we get a better look at the month of November. I do appreciate it, Mark.
Yeah, my pleasure, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois, and helps us wrap up this edition of the Closing Market Report.